if there is a bhakti, any birth is good. That is what the Acharya claims. Bhakti is the utmost important one, regardless of what.
Naratvam devatvam nagavana mrigatvam mashakata pashutvam keetatvam bhavatu vihagatvadi jananam sadatvat padabja smarana paramanandalahari viharasaktanchet hridayamiha kimtena vapusha.
Pusha, the Acharya emphasizes Shiva Bhakti again, generally Bhakti. Naratvam, Naratvam, let be a human form. Person is born as a human being, having a human form. Or Devatvam, be it be in the form of gods, Devas. Nagavana Mrigatvam, be it be in the form of an animal that wanders the forests and the mountains, hills and all that. And Mashakata, be it be a mosquito. So, whatever may be the form, Pashutvam, in the form of a domestic animal like cattle, Keetatvam, be a form of worm. Any of those forms, Vihagatvadi Jananam, be it be in the form of all the flying birds, whatever they are, Bhavatu. Let it be any form whatsoever, whatever may be the form a person has taken in this Janma, Sada Tvat Padabja Smarana Paramananda Lahari. If the mind is always engaged in the meditation of the supreme bliss of your lotus-like feet, Padambujam, the feet are like lotus. So, if the person's mind is always engaged in the dhyana of your supreme lotus feet, Vihara Hridayam Asaktam Chet, if in that play the heart is engaged all the time, Iha Tena Vapusha Kim, what does it matter? Whatever body a person has, the body doesn't matter. The mind that has the dhyana of the Lord, his own feet, that alone matters. Jataparada, even though he was born as a deer, he did not forget the Lord. Lot of people, though humans, they forget the Lord all the time. So whatever may be the Janma, once the thought of the Lord, the dhyanam of the Lord is in the mind, that all counts. Actually, in Tamil, there is a beautiful thing. They call the mind without Ishwara dhyanam as Pina Nenje. It is like a dead log of wood and it is like a dead body only. If Ishwara dhyanam is not there, that mind is not a mind with life at all. That is how many sages and rishis have declared the bhakti part of it. Shloka 11. If there is bhakti, again there is another highlight of bhakti. Whatever ashrama a person is in, whether it is a brahmacharya ashrama, grahastha ashrama, or vanaprasthi, or sannyasi, that doesn't matter at all. And we can also include nirashrama also. If a person is not any of, without any of these ashramas also, such a person also, for all of them, it is regardless of the ashrama. Vaturva gehiva yatirapi jativa taditaro narova yaha kaschit bhavato bhavakim tena bhavati yadiyam hrutpadmam yadi bhavadi yadi bhavadadinam pashupate tadiyastvam shamboho bhavasi bhavabharam chavahasim. Vatuhu va. Vatuhu refers to a brahmachari, brahmachari ashrama, an young boy who is in the brahmachari ashrama. Or gehiva, he can be a grahastha, maybe a married person with family. Yeti api, or let him be a sannyasi. He has renounced everything and has become a sannyasi. And jativa, let him be a person with, you know, with a vanaprasthi, you know, with all jada and all that thing. He is a householder in the forest, such a person. Tat itaraha, be it someone who is none of these also. Whereas, you know, normally we may be thinking a person has to be either a brahmachari or a grahastha or a vanaprasthi or sannyasi. There are some people who can be without any ashrama. For example, in the grahastha ashrama, he is there. And he is supposed to be doing a lot of, you know, things with respect to so many yajnas and yagas he is supposed to be doing. But he will lose the right to perform any of those agni rituals. when the wife is not there. For example, the wife passes away before him. Then he becomes, he cannot do any of these performances. So even though he might not have gone to the other ashramas, so even though he is in the grahastha ashrama, he doesn't have any ashrama at all. So such a person also, tatidaraha. Yaha kadachite, someone. Narova bhavatu, let it be any person who can that person be. Bhava means O Sambodhana. O Lord, addressing the Lord, O Lord Parameshwara. Tena kim bhavati, what does it matter? What does it avail? O Pashupate, O Lord of all beings, yadiyam hrit padmam. If the lotus feet of the Lord, hrit padmam is his heart, bhavad adinam yadi. In your custody, in your possession, if it is there, tadiyaha tvam bhavasi shamboho. O Shambho, you become his own. If he has you in his mind, then you become his own. Bhava bharam chavahasi. And not only you become his own, you also carry the heavy burden of samsara for him. Bhava bharam chavahasi. So actually in this country there is this wall plaque which is says, the footsteps. And the God and this devotee were going together, and at some point in time where there was a desert or whatever it is, he could see only one set of footsteps. And the devotee asked the Lord, "O Lord, you are coming with me all the time. I see two pairs of footsteps all along. And at the time when there was so much of difficulty, I see only one set of footsteps. Where were you?" He assumed that it is his footsteps. And the Lord said, "Oh son, I was carrying you at that time." So it is the Lord's footsteps only. So the Lord will take the entire bhava bharam, the samsara, the entire problem with respect to all the samsara, the Lord will shoulder them and try to solve the problems for you also, if this bhakti is deep rooted in the heart. Krishna says, "Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham." Any devotee who is solely devoted unto me, I give full security to him. Yogakshema. Actually in India, the life insurance building in Bombay is called Yogakshema. We spend the entire life first in acquiring things, yoga, and then we spend the rest of the life in keeping them guarded, kshema. So that's what we are all engaged in, all the time acquiring things and then worrying about how to keep whatever we have got safely. So that is the security we are all worried about. But this Lord, if a person is devoted unto him, he gives the full security and take care of all his needs. That's what Krishna guarantees. Actually, Narada Bhakti Sutra also says, "Nasti teshu jati vidya kula rupa dana kriyadi bedaha." For the one who has bhakti in his heart, for a bhakta, there is no beda with respect to jati, caste, education, kula, beauty, wealth, or work. Actually, in Maharashtra, this Varkari Sampradaya is a very, very revealing Sampradaya. Varkari Sampradaya is fully bhakti-based. And in this bhakti-based Sampradaya, you can see in real terms, there is no such bheda at all. Everybody is a Krishna bhakta only. They walk miles and miles and miles to go to Pandharpur, braving the sun and all those things, and all of them together, without any distinction, without any bheda. That is the extent of bhakti. And actually, if you go to places like this Mathura, and those places in the Braj Yatris, all these people, they join together and go to all the villages and places where Krishna spent all his boyhood, childhood days by walk. They go to all these places together, just only singing the glory of the Lord, saying only Radhe Radhe all the time, and also singing the bhajans in praise of Lord Krishna. That's what they spend the entire time without any of these distinctions. No bheda with respect to jati, education, kula, beauty, wealth, any of those. I have been in those places and I have seen it in real life, how they have been conducting that. The bhakti is so revealing in all these places, whether it is the Varkaris in the Maharashtra or the Brajwasis in the Braj area, in the UP and other places. This is so revealing, the bhakti. In other places also, there are so many places people take into this Narmada Yatra, that Yatra, going by foot to the seven hills and all that thing. People go through all that thing. At that time, the only the thing that you hear is either Govinda, Govinda, nothing else. That is how the bhakti is expressed, when the bhakti is deeply seated in the heart of a devotee. Shloka 12. And again, now, in the previous shloka, Shankaracharya said, any ashrama is good. It has no distinction at all what ashrama one is in. Bhakti is only important. And in this shloka, he says, any place is just as good. One doesn't have to think bhakti has to be practiced only in this particular puja room, or only in this environment, or only in this place. No such distinction at all. Bhakti practiced anywhere fetches the same result. Only sincerity, shraddha alone is counted. Only devotion to the Lord alone is important. Kuhayam geheva bahirapi vaneva adrishikarehem jaleva vannauva vasatu vasatehe kimvata palam sadayasyauvantaham karanamapi shamboho tavapadehem stidam ched yogosaum sacha paramayogi sacha suki. He is yogi and also sukhi. Both Acharya declares very firmly. Such a person who is a yogi, he says. Very popular shloka and very often quoted shloka also. So we can read it with a lot of attention and also with devotion, because it has a lot of meaning in that. Shankaracharya, he defines here what is yoga and who is a yogi. He points out here, to practice yoga, to become a yogi, he says, any place is just as good. The place of our living is not the contributing factor at all. And even the way of life has nothing to do with that. A person can be a brahmachari, a grahastha, vanaprasthi or sannyasi. That's what we saw in the previous shloka. External factors have nothing to do with yoga or being a yogi. What matters is what? The type of attitude that we have. So he says, you live anywhere, that does not matter. Guhayam vasatu, be it be in a cave, guha, you may live. Geheva vasatu, be it in a house, you may live. You may live as a grahastha, that's okay. Sannyasa is not actually compulsory. We don't say it should not be taken though, but it is not compulsory for a person to get moksha. Even though in our tradition, we have got these four ashramas, brahmacharya ashrama, grahastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, and sannyasa ashrama. One doesn't have to become necessarily a sannyasi only to get moksha. They are all defined as an ashrama for people to practice various dharmas depending on their own choice. So, a person could be in grahastha ashrama, but he can be a grahastha sannyasi. He can live like a sannyasi in the house itself. When a person gets 60, 70 years, after fulfilling all duties and responsibilities, taking care of children's marriage, education, blah, blah, and all the children, grandchildren, at that point in time, one should just be able to relax and leave it to the next generation. We are not in the driver's seat anymore. That knowledge should come. The drivers are my children. Let them drive the family. I am there. So one should be in the midst of the entire setup of a family, but at the same time, internally be detached from all the day-to-day chores and everything in the family. When advice is sought, one can give. One doesn't have to volunteer to give advice only all the time. Many times they may be taken, may not be taken. But if they are sought, one can give. But if you can give and they are willing to take, again feel free to give. But at the same time, one should know, I am now detaching myself from this family thing because it is somebody else's responsibility today. So that kind of attitude one should have. So he can be in the grahastha ashrama, but can live like a secluded person, even amidst all activity of family matters. So one can live anywhere. And so sannyasa ashrama, it's not compulsory. And bahihi api, let it be outside in the world also, a person can stay. Vaneva, let him be in the forest, one can live. And adrishikare, be it be in the top of the mountains, one may live. For example, Badri, Kedar, Rishikesh, people go and live there. So many ashramas, there are so many kutiyas are there in all those places. Actually, Swamiji jokingly says that in those ashramas also one gets tea at 3:30 in the morning. So regardless of where one stays, one can get that tea and whatever it is. Jaleva, be in water also. For example, Gangotri. Normally, from Gangotri and other such places, the sadhus, it seems they come down by November, December, because after that time it will be very cold. So they normally come down. And for about 4-5 months, they stay in Rishikesh, Uttarakashi, or some other places where it is not that cold. But there are a few sadhus who live round the year in Gangotri itself all the time. It seems during January and all, one cannot even open the door because there will be so much of snow outside. And then they have kept a small hole or something in the wall through which they can straight away get to Ganges through some means, get the water with some thing, and then they keep tea powder with them and the stove. So even if nothing is there, they can make their tea. So people learn to make use of whatever is available at any point in time and just live. So in Jaleva, they can be in those places. Therefore, there also the conduct of life, they in their own way, they are able to do that. So Jaleva, one may live inside water. It may not be normally so, but one can do that. One has to imagine, for example, an island surrounded by water all along. So amidst water, inside water means it's not like Duryodhana sitting inside the water. It is amidst water. And Vannava means let a person amidst fire that is surrounded by a hot place, all around, very hot, such places. Vasatu, let a person live in any of these places. Where one lives does not matter. Vasatehe kim palam vada. By living anywhere, tell me what type of benefit the place will bring. The type of place can never determine spiritual progress. Then what matters? The Acharya gives the punchline here next. He says, Yasya antakaranam o shamboho tavapade. Regardless of where the physical body is, what matters is where the antakaranam. Antakaranam means the mind, the inner equipment. That is located. That alone matters. We can be in any ashrama or any holy place. There could be great programs also. But either in between program or during programs, where my mind is, that alone matters. Many times during programs, the mind, most of the time, it goes to a dormant form or sleeps. The mind can still be wandering over the private life of other people. Go to ashrama, most of the time they engage in talking about the lives of other people. One acharya says, it seems, the fish lives in a very, very pure water. Still, it eats the dirt only that falls in it. Therefore, where we live is not important. What the mind consumes, that alone is important. So, you may be near the Lord of Knowledge, Dakshinamurti, and still dwell on the private lives of so many people. Gossip is so interesting for many people. So, he says, Hey Samboho, O Lord Shiva, Yasya Antakaranam. Suppose a person's mind, Tavapate Stitam Chet. If it is fixed on your feet, Stitam, fixed on your feet, it does not think of all finite garbage things. It thinks of your feet only all the time. That fixing of the mind at the feet of the Lord, he calls that alone is yoga. So when we started the shloka, we said Shankaracharya is trying to define what is yoga and who is a yogi. And this fixing of the mind at the feet of the Lord, that is called yoga. Not the condition of the house or number of photos one has in the puja room or the number of agarbattis he burns, but where the mind is fixed, that alone determines. So, Ishware Chittasya Dharanam Yogaha. That is the definition. Asav Yogaha, that itself is yoga. And whoever enjoys such a mind, such a Parama Yogi, he is the greatest yogi. So, this is the yoga, and he is the greatest yogi, even though he may be in a bazaar or in a marketplace or any place, doesn't matter. He is the yogi. Such a Sukhi also. And he is the happiest person also. He is not only the yogi, he is Sukhi. He is the happiest person. This was what Krishna also said. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara. He said, all the time, have me in your mind. Mam anusmara, think of me. Then the question will be, people will be asking, if I keep on thinking of the Lord only all the time, who will run my house? For a sannyasi, it is okay because he has nothing to run. He lives on bhiksha. For people who are all grahasthas, who are all engaged in day-to-day activities of running the family, who will run their family? This is why Krishna said, Ma Manusmara, he didn't stop there, Yudhyacha. He said, Ma Manusmara, Yudhyacha. Don't drop everything and remember me. But all the vyavaharas also should continue. Engaging yourself in all the vyavaharas, all the actions, keep me in the mind. So every action that you do it as an arpanam to me. This I am doing it as my duty. This I am doing it as an offering to the Lord. So engage in all activities all the time, but have the Lord in your mind all the time. And we have discussed elaborately in Bhagavad Gita, so this particular shloka and all these things. And what does this mean? Even if the conscious mind is involved in the vyavahara, vyavahara means all the practical transactions in the world, the subconscious mind should not lose sight of the ultimate goal. Ultimate goal is what? The Lord. The feet of the Lord. One should not lose track of it. So like a person, for example, he travels in a train. He may get down in all the intermediary stations, you know, and he can do even transactions in those stations. He can buy fruit, he can buy coffee, he may take lunch, all those. Actually, in our place, when we go take in a long trip, Bombay to Chennai or, you know, Chennai to Delhi, some Calcutta, all that, when you take all these long trains, then the train goes through Nagpur, then we have to buy oranges. Whether you need or not, you have to buy. Nagpur orange is famous, you have to buy. If you go through Kadapa in Andhra Pradesh, then you have to buy all those stones. You know, they got the stones for making chapatis and all. So one has to buy that. You may already have a dozen at home, but still Kadapa you have to buy. These are all people go through all these things, you know, they have to do. And because people will, when they will ask you when you go back, oh, you took such a big trip and all that, what did you buy? What did you see? What did you buy? So you should answer them. So even though all these transactions, they all go, money exchanges, everything happens, but the traveler knows that what is the destination for him. He knows the final station. So even though he might get down in so many stations, he has to continue his journey till he gets to his final destination. Similarly, I should remember earning money, getting married, getting children, educating them, getting them married, get grandchildren, all those, no problem. And all intermediary stations, they are all only intermediary stations only, whereas the purpose of life is something else. Ishvara Dhyanam should be there all the time. It should be the Sthayi Bhava. In music they say the Sthayi Bhava. You know, that is the base. It should be there all the time. And to put it in a religious language, it is attainment of oneness with Lord Himself. That's what one should be able to do. So remembering Ishvara as the goal in the back of the mind, that is called yoga. And such a person only is called a yogi, and he alone is Sukhi. Sukhi means he is the happiest person. He has nothing to grind. Because whatever actions he does, what does he do? He does them as an offering to the Lord. And whatever palam comes out of that, he takes them as the prasadam from the Lord. So this is the Ishvara Arpana Buddhi and Ishvara Prasada Buddhi. We have discussed in detail about this in Bhagavad Gita. So a person, he becomes a karma yogi from a karmi. A person who is only action-oriented person, go on doing this and that for getting this benefit and that benefit, all that. This person does the same actions, but with an attitude, I am doing it as a sense of duty, as an offering to the Lord, as my expression of bhakti to the Lord. And whatever comes out of that, I take them as the prasadam from the Lord. And when you take any result as prasadam from the Lord, you have only happiness. Because prasadam from Lord, there is nothing like, okay, this prasadam is better, that prasadam is not that better. No. Prasadam is prasadam regardless of what it is. It could be simple raisins, it could be apples, it could be a baked panchamritam kind of thing. Doesn't matter. Prasadam is prasadam. It comes from the Lord. It has the same value. So Kathopanishad says, Eko vashi sarva bhutantaratma ekam rupam bahuda yakkaroti tamatmastam yenu pashyanti dhiraha tesham sukam shashvatam na itaresham. Desham Shukam Sukam only is Shashvatam. That alone is permanent. Na itaresham, not others. So those dhiras, he calls them dhiras, who think that the Lord as the Antaratma, who is one but appearing as many, that one Antaratma, that Antaryami, that Lord alone, he is one but appearing as many, they only are considered Sukhis. The people who are the happiest, they only enjoy Sukham. So that is what here the Acharya says again about the Bhakti. Shloka 13. So here the Lord is considered as a Dina Bandhu, the Dina Rakshaka, the one who is the protector of all the weak and meek people, you know, Dinas. Asare samsare nija bhajana dure jadadiya brahmantam mamandam paramakrupayam patumuchitam madanyakko dhinaha tava kripana rakshati nipunaha swadanyakko vame trijagati sharanyaha pashupate. Again, Pashupate, he is addressing the Lord, O Pashupati, fourth line. He says, O Lord of all beings, Pashupati, Pashunampati, the devotee expresses his Dina Bhavaha here, his meek status. I am so weak, I am Alpagnyaha, Alpashaktiman, I have no ability to do anything, I am Dinaha. So he says, Asare Samsare, in this useless worldly life, Asare, Saram, means, you know, with lot of, you know, good, nice things, pleasant things and all interesting things, this Saram. But this is asaram. There is no, it's opposite of saram. So asare, asare samsare, this life which is not at all very, is a useless worldly life. He's just telling asare, and this life has no saram, considered as saram by foolish people. They think it is saram. Nija bhajana dure, far removed from the worship of you. Nija bhajana dure, so nijasya swaswarupasya Parameshwarasya bhajanam anusandhanam dhuram. So that is the vipra krishtam yasmin tasmin samsare. So that foolish, that attitude. And jadadiya, jadadiya means brahmantam. So andam ma, jadadiya, mam means I, myself. Who is jadadiya? Who is foolish? Jadadiya means the person who is foolish. I am foolish. Andam, andam means blind also. Not only I am foolish, I am blind. So, Atma, Anatma, Viveka, Shunyam. The person, when he says foolish, he doesn't know the Atma, Anatma, Viveka, the discriminative ability to understand what is permanent and what is ephemeral. Atma is consciousness, Chaitanyam, that alone is Satyavastu. And all other things, they are all Anatma, they are all ephemeral things. So, they are all impermanent. So that Viveka Shakti he doesn't have. So Andaha, he is blind. Viveka Shunyam. And Brahmantam. Brahmantam means I'm always he is on the move all the time. A person who is Brahmantam is the person who is always on the move. What he is doing? Spending time without any purpose, moving here and there and all those things without any purpose at all. So this is Kate Kantaha Kaste Putraham. And then samsaroyam ativa vichitraha kasyatvam kaha kuta ayataha tatvam chintayam tadiha brataha. That's what Acharya said. Who is your wife, son, yourself, where you came from? Think of all these. Nobody has time to think of any of those things. For a person who is aimlessly walking without thinking of any of these things, for such a person, paramakripaya, with the greatest compassion, the greatest mercy, patum uchitam, to protect such a person like me who is like this is only appropriate. Uchitam. Because I only need help. Because I am wandering here and there without any purpose, without knowing what the purpose of my life itself. So, madanyaha ko dinaha. He is asking himself, who else in this world is poorer than me, dina than myself? I am in such a state. There is nobody who is more dinaha than myself. May, for me, actually fourth line, may it is there, you know, madanyaha kripana. So, tvadanyaha kova may, that may. May means, here again, for such a person, paramakripaya, for me, to show your mercy, kahava, who is there, who is kripana raksha ati nipunaha. This is the title he is giving to the Lord. Kripana raksha ati nipunaha, more skillful than you in saving the meek. Because he is Ati Nipunaha, very skilled person. You are the most skillful person in saving the Dinas, the Kripanaha ரக்ஷா அதி நிபுணா த்வதன்யா அதர் தேன் யூ ஹூ இஸ் தேர் சரண்யா த்ரிஜகதி ஃபிட் டு டேக் ரெஃப்யூஜ் ஸோ யுவர் ஃபீட் ஆர் த ஒன் விச் ஆர் ஃபிட் டு டேக் ரெஃப்யூஜ் ஃபார் சரணாகதி பிகாஸ் தேர் இஸ் நோபடி மோர் ஸ்கில்ஃபுல் தேன் யூ டு ப்ரொடெக்ட் த மீக் அண்ட் த வீக் அண்ட் ஐ சரண்டர் அன் டு யூ அண்ட் யுவர் ஃபீட் ஆர் வர்தி ஆஃப் டேக்கிங் ரெஃப்யூஜ் ஸோ வாட் எல்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் சரண்யா த்ரிஜகதி இன் ஆல் த த்ரீ வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் வாட் எல்ஸ் இஸ் மோர் வர்தி தேன் சரண்டரிங் அன் டு ஸோ ஹியர் த வேர்ட் ஜெகதியா தே கேன் ஆல்சோ பி ரெட் அஸ் அஜகதியா ஆல்சோ ஸோ வி ஹாவ் டு திஸ் இஸ் லிட்டில் கிராமர் ஸ்டஃப் ஹியர் ஸோ ஜெகதியா கேன் பி ரெட் ஆஸ் அஜகதியா பிகாஸ் தேர் இஸ் அ ரூல் இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் இஃப் த ப்ரீவியஸ் வேர்ட் எண்ட்ஸ் வித் ஏ ஆஸ் ஹியர் தூரே so for example dure it ends the previous word and then we can read is ajagadiya so in sri suktam you know there is this alakshmirme we call it alakshmi instead of lakshmi because nashayamiham because the previous word is so the same way here we read this as ajadaha so ajagadiya ajadaha it will refer to the lord so jadam is the achetana vastu like all other things whereas lord is ajadaha who is a chetana vastu So similar to again Sritam, so Tam Padminigam, Sharanam Aham Prapadye. So the Prapadye ends with A and then the Lakshmirme Nashayam, that means it should be Alakshmirme. So but we don't have to say it because this is the rule. So they have to just only recite it as it is. So here in this, if you take it that in that manner, then it is called Ajadadiya. Okay. So this is, O Lord, who is Ajadaha, who is Chetanam, difference from jada vastu and diya means what vivikta swarupa gnana pradanena vikta swarupa gnana pradanena giving atma gnanam save me give me atma gnanam and save me when the devotee says parama karunaya patum actually krishna said actually in the 10th chapter he said teshamevanukampartham அகம் அஜானஜம் தமஹா நாசயாம் ஆத்மபாவஸ்தா ஞான தீபேன பாஸ்வதா ஸோ ஹீ வில் லைட் த லேம்ப் ஆஃப் ஞானம் இன் த ஹார்ட் ஆஃப் சச் பீப்புள் பை மை கிரேஸ் ஹாஸ் அந்தர்யாமி ஐ ரிமூவ் தர் அஜானம் பை த லேம்ப் ஆஃப் நாலெட் தட்ஸ் வாட் கிருஷ்ணா செட் அண்ட் த சேம் வே ஹியர் ஆல்சோ த டிவோட்டி இஸ் ப்ரேயிங் டு த லார்ட் பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் இன் ஸோ தீன பாவஹா இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ்ட் அண்ட் தெர் இஸ் நோபடி அதர் தேன் யூ who can show mercy on me and then elevate me to the level of realizing you. Shloka 14. Lord Shiva is again Dina Bandhu. There it is Dina Rakshaka. Here Dina Bandhu, the relative of all Dinas, poor meek people, people are stuck in poverty, those kinds of people. Prabhustvam Dinanam Kalu Parama Bandhu Pashupatehim Pramukhyoham Tesham Api கிமுத பந்துத்வமனயோஹோ த்வைவ க்ஷந்தவ்யாஹ சிவமத பராதாஶ்ச சகலாஹ பிரயத்னாத் கர்த்தவ்யம் மதவனமியம் பந்து சரணிஹி பசுபதே அகெயின் அட்ரஸிங் த லார்ட் சம்போதனா ஓ லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் பிரபு த்வம் தீனானாம் பரமபந்து கலு யூ த பிரபு You are the greatest relative, Dinanam Paramabandhu, greatest relative to all Dinas, the poor and the meek people, the weaklings. Tesham api, among those weak people also, I have a special position. You are generally the relative of all these Dinas, but among them, Tesham api, among them, aham mukhyaha pramukhyaha. I am very meek and Dinaha. So he is calling himself even the more Dina among Dinas. So I am very meek and Dinaha. When that is the case, Anayoho Bandhutvam Kim Utha. What to say of the relationship between us? Anayoho Bandhutvam. The relationship between us, what to say about that? O Shiva, O Lord, who is Mangalakarta. So Shivaha, he is addressing as Shiva Mangalakarta, all auspiciousness. Mat Sakalaha Aparadaha Cha. All my sins and transgressions, all my aparadas, whatever I have done, they are all Tvaya Kshamat Tvaya Kshanatvayaha Eva. They are all supposed to be what? You are supposed to be forgiven by you. They are all supposed to be forgiven and then, you know, relieved by you. So that is what you are supposed to do. So this is Tvayaiva Kshantavyaha. You are supposed to remove all of them. Kshantavyaha eva, to be forgiven by you only. Mat avanam, my protection. Mat avanam means my protection. Then prayatnat kartavyam. You have to protect me with your own efforts. So he gives all kinds of power of attorney to the Lord. I am Dinaha. I have nothing to do. I cannot do anything myself. You are the one who is the embodiment of all mercy and compassion. So you are the greatest, you know, the relative of all Dina. So our relationship is also well bound. So please protect me and save me. And you should do by your own efforts. I will just do bhakti to you, but you do all your efforts to protect me. Yam bandhu saranihi. For that is the way between those who are closely related. He is telling the Lord. For people who are closely related, this is how they should be. When they are related, the person who is weak, he should be protected and then saved by the other person in this manner. So he is telling the Lord, so our relationship is one such. We are the greatest bandhus, so you protect me in the same manner. So when someone comes with love and affection, they can take this much liberty. And they do this because they know the nature of the Lord. When some person comes with that kind of love and affection, he can never be let down. Even if he has lot of doshas, the Lord will not be judgmental about his doshas because he has surrendered unto him. Yes. So actually Sri Rama in the Yuddha Kandam, when Sri Rama was there, that was, he said it is his vratam to protect such people from everything once the person surrenders unto me. That's what Lord said, 6th Kanda, Yuddha Kandam. He said, Mitra Bhavena Sampraptam Natyajeyam Kadanchanam. Do Kadanchanam, Dosho Yadyapi Tasya Syate Satam Yetat Agarhitam. He said, And Sakrudeva Prapannaya Tada Tavasmiti Yachate Abayam Sarvabhute Bhyaha Dadami Yetat Vratam Mama. That's what the Lord said. Then the person come and said, He said, I am surrendering unto you. You protect me. When he said that, tavasmi, if the person said, tavasmi, I belong to you, I surrender unto you. When a person says, when he comes and surrenders unto me, and then requests me and begs of me, abhayam sarvabhutebhyaha dadami, that is etat vratam mama, that is my kartavyam, that is my vratam, that is my vow. So even though Vibhishana may come from the enemy camp, everybody around Rama told him that this person is dangerous. He is the person who is the very brother of Ravaneshwara. Ravana did such a heinous crime, and so this person cannot be good. So please don't take him. In spite of the suggestions and all those requests by all around, Rama said, no. I will give abhayam sarvabhutebhyaha dadami. That is what I will give abhayam to all beings once they come and surrender unto me. Why not Vibhishana? Even if Ravana has to come, I will save him also. I will protect him also. That is the greatness of the Lord as a Dina Bandhu. So what all is required is our expression of devotion alone has to be done. Once that is done, the Lord walks so many steps to come towards us and protect us. Shloka 15. One can even conquer destiny. This is even better by the grace of Shiva. Because destiny, this is Lalata Likitam. Whatever Brahmaji has written on the head, you know, that is supposed to be our destiny. That's what we all believe. And even that can be conquered if Shiva's grace is there. That is what Acharya wants to communicate in this shloka, shloka 15. Upeksha no chet kim naharasi bhavadhyana vimukham durasa bhuyishtam vidilipim ashakto yadi bhavane shirastadvaidhatram nanakalu suvrittam pashupatehe katam vaniryatram karanakamuke naivalulitam. So in the third line, addressing the Lord again as Pashupatehe, O Lord, Pashupate, Lord of all beings, he is asking a very tricky question. If you are so closely related to me, O Lord, Upeksha no chet, if it is not for your indifference, Upeksha means indifference. If it's not for your indifference, kimna harasi, why are you not destroying or removing vidilipyam, lipim, what is written by Brahmaji in my forehead as my destiny? So, if you are, because you are not, I am still suffering. So, you are not removing what is written on my forehead by your indifference. Even though you are supposed to be, you know, we said that you are all, if you are so related to me, why are you not doing that? And what kind of me? What are the things that are written on my forehead? Durasha Bhuishta, filled with all bad desires. Durasha. All kinds of asha, kudas, this is all durasha. It's all full of them. I am full of them. Baba Dhyana Vimukha. I am not interested in your meditation at all. I am not spending time to think of you at all. Bhavan Ashaktaha Iti. O Lord, if you claim you are not capable to do that is change the destiny, what is written by Brahmaji, Katam Va, how come Kara Naka Mukena Eva? If you think that you are not capable of doing that, you don't have enough Shakti to do this much of removing whatever is written on my forehead by Brahmaji, then how come Kara Naka Mukena Eva, just with the tip of your fingers, nails, Kara Muka Nakam. So, tip of your nails alone, Niryatnam, without any effort, with the tip of your nails, without any effort, Lulitam, you plucked Vaidhatram Tatshiraha, the head of the Creator. Vaidhatram refers to the Brahmaji, the head of the Creator, which is Suvruttam Nanakalo, which is very firm and very hard to be plucked. So, how could you pluck the head of Brahmaji with just the tip of the nail of your fingers without any effort if you tell me that you don't have the ability or the Shakti to remove what is written in my forehead by Brahmaji? So, he is asking a tricky question. And here there is a story. Brahmaji and Vishnu are supposed to have gone in search of the head and the foot of Lord Shiva. And in that mission, unable to find the head, Brahmaji, he apparently tells a lie that he saw the head of Lord Shiva by showing a tharambu flower. I don't know what is tharambu flower in English. A tharambu is a fragrant, a cactus family flower. And Shiva was angered by this lie, and so he plucked one of his 5 heads and also rejected tharambu to be used for any of the Shiva worship. So that's the story. So that is how the removal of one head of Brahmaji came by Shiva. Shloka 16. Here the devotee says, poverty is good also. Good that I am poor, he says. Virinchir dirghayuhu bhavatu bhavata tatparashirashchatushkam samrakshyam sakalubu vidainyam likitavane vicharakova maam vishadakripaya pati shivatehe katakshavyaparaha swayamapicha dinavanaparaha virinchihi dirgayuhu bhavatu. Long live Brahmaji the creator. That is what the devotee says. Long dirgayuhu bhavatu, long live, that you have long number of years. Already Brahmaji's years are very, very, very long. Actually, I don't know whether I have mentioned in other classes. For example, we have got this Kali Yuga is supposed to be 432,000 years, and Dwapara is twice, Treta is thrice, and Satya Yuga or Krita Yuga is 4 times, and all these 4 Yugas together is called one Chatur Yuga, which is 4,320,000 years. And 1,000 such Chatur Yugas, they make a 12-hour day of Brahmaji. And another 1,000 make the 12-hour night time. So, 2,000 Chatur Yugas make a day and night, 24-hour period of Brahmaji. And like that, he has got 365 days and his number of in a year, and his life is for 100 years. So, such a very long life in our time domain. So, such a long life he has. And now he is now praying, let Virinchi have dirghayus. Let him dirghayuhu bhavatu. Tad parashira chatushkam. Let his 4 remaining heads. So, one head is plucked already. So, the 4 remaining heads only. So, shira chatushkam, the 4 of them. Bhavata samrakshyam. let them be under your protection. You are the one who plucked the one head, but the remaining four heads, let them be protected by you. So don't pluck any more of his heads. So because he has to live for long life, don't pluck any of them. Saha kalu, because he is he not the one bhuvi dainyam likitavan, who wrote poverty on my forehead in this earth? Because Brahmaji only wrote poverty on my forehead. Vicharaha kova, is there any need to worry about this at all? Vishadaha, O Lord, who is crystal clear, who is nirmalam, such a Lord, Vishadaha, Shivaha, who is all embodiment of Mangalam, Shivaha, te kataksha vyaparaha, the action of your very glance, mere glance, by your kataksham, swayamapi dinavanaha paraha, which by itself is very intent on saving the miserable people from their miseries. Your kataksham is eager to save. Just by a mere glance, you can save the dina bhava of everybody. Mam kripaya paticha, also tenderly protect me also, kripaya, with your kindness, with your mercy, mam paticha, may you protect me. One might wonder, why one should wish long life to Brahmaji for creating a person who is so poor and miserable. People might wonder, why should I pray for long life for Brahmaji? Indeed, it is due to him that there is this occasion for me to be saved by your merciful glance, which is naturally intent in saving the miserable and the meek. According to Shastras, the scholars, they go through their dukkham with pleasure, since it helps them to exhaust their prarabdha. There are stories in the Puranas that there are certain rishis, sages, they have taken, because prarabdha has to be exhausted from the sanchita karma, some portion gets fructified, giving rise to this janma, we call it prarabdha, prarabdha karma. And now these people were so capable, they were jnanis, so much of power they had, they were capable of taking several janmas at the same time, so that they will be able to exhaust all the prarabdhas too. They don't want to wait for several janmas, one after the other. No, they wanted to take different bodies in the same janma itself, so that they will be exhaust the prarabdhas in this, all the things together in this one janma. They don't want to wait for too many janmas to exhaust them, so that they can get jnanam and then get out of the cycles. So some people are capable of even doing that, so some of these rishis. So here, to exhaust the prarabdha, we have to, whatever, you know, one has to go through suffering or enjoy the pleasures based on one's own papa punyas. So if there are papas in the balance, one has to suffer. Punya in the balance, they have to enjoy. So this is the norm of this thing. So they even welcome such people, they even welcome challenging moments and suffering in life, because whenever they go through a suffering, prarabdham goes away. Swami Jayananda gives us a nice example. For example, you go and sit in a place in India, commonly, mostly, a mosquito comes and bites you. So when mosquito bites, then you go through some pain. Some pain means what? You are exhausting some papa. That's what is happening. But what we do? The moment that mosquito sits on the body, we immediately hit it and kill it. And the moment that is killed, then you have acquired new papam now. So in this process, even a thing like this, killing a mosquito, it may be a very lowly creature, doesn't matter. Ahimsa is supposed to be for everything. There is nothing, there is no exception to that. So we don't have to worry about that is biting me and all, but killing that is ahimsa. So that itself is, so a papam has already been acquired. So prarabdha, to exhaust the prarabdha. If such sufferings come in life, one has to go through it. Actually, Kunti Devi, when she prayed to Lord Krishna, she prayed for difficulties to come her all the time, so that she will be able to remember the Lord and will not lose track of the bhakti towards him. So that was her prayer. She said, let me remember you, please keep on giving me dukkham only. That is pains only. That was her prayer. Sloka 17. Darshanam of Shiva's lotus feet. The darshanam of the Lord's feet. Paladva punyanam mayi karunayava tvayi vibohom prasanne piswaminne bhavadamala padabjayugalam katam pasyeyam mam stagayati namaha sambramajusham nilimpanam shrenir shrenehi శ్రేణి నిజ కనక మాణిక్యమకుటై. విభో అడ్రెస్సింగ్ ద లార్డ్, ఓ ద లార్డ్ హూ ఈస్ సర్వవ్యాపి ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్, ద లార్డ్ హూ ఈస్ ఆమ్ని ప్రసెంట్, హూ ఈస్ ప్రసెంట్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. విభోహో పుణ్యానాం ఫలద్వా మయి, యాజ్ ఎ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ మై పుణ్య, ఆల్ మై గుడ్ డీడ్స్, పుణ్యానాం ఫలద్వా, ది ఫలం అరైసింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ పుణ్య, యాజ్ ఎ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ కరుణయావ, ఎయిదర్ బై దాట్ ఆర్ కరుణయావ, యాజ్ ఎ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ మర్సీ ఆర్ యువర్ కంపాషన్ ఆన్ మీ, ఓ స్వామిన్, ఓ లార్డ్, త్వయి ప్రసన్నే అపి యు హ్యావ్ అపియర్డ్ బిఫోర్ మీ. సో ఎయిదర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద పుణ్య ఐ హ్యావ్ డన్ ఆర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ మర్సీ యు హ్యావ్ అపియర్డ్ బిఫోర్ మీ. కథం పశ్యేయం, హౌ క్యాన్ ఐ సీ, భవత్ అమల పాదాబ్జ యుగళం, యువర్ ప్యూర్ హోలీ ఫీట్, ఇట్స్ అ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ పొయెటిక్ ఇమాజినేషన్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక. యు హ్యావ్ అపియర్డ్ బిఫోర్ మీ, దట్స్ రైట్, బట్ హౌ క్యాన్ ఐ సీ యువర్ ఫీట్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ విసిబుల్ టు మీ. యు హ్యావ్ అపియర్డ్ బిఫోర్ మీ బట్ ది ఫీట్ ఆర్ నాట్ విజిబుల్ టు మీ బికాస్ వాట్, నిజ కనక మాణిక్య మకుటై, మకుటమ్స్ ఆల్ దీస్ క్రౌన్స్ స్టడ్డెడ్ విత్ ఆల్ ప్రెషియస్ స్టోన్స్, నిజ కనక మాణిక్య గోల్డ్ అండ్ సో మెనీ మాణిక్యం, ఆల్ దోస్ గ్రేట్ ప్రెషియస్ స్టోన్స్ స్టడ్డెడ్ విత్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, నిలింపానాం శ్రేణి ఆఫ్ ద క్రౌడ్ ఆఫ్ దేవాస్, శ్రేణి మీన్స్ క్రౌడ్, నిలింపానాం, నిలింపానాం ది దేవాస్, ది క్రౌడ్స్ ఆఫ్ సో మెనీ దేవాస్ హు ఆర్ నమః సంభ్రమజుషాం, హు ఆర్ ఆల్ ఈగర్ టు డూ నమస్కారం టు యూ, మాం స్థగయతి, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ హిడన్ బై మీ. బికాస్ వెన్ ఆల్ దీస్ దేవాస్ దే ఆల్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ దర్ క్రీడమ్స్ మేడప్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ప్రెషియస్ స్టోన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్, దే కమ్ అండ్ డూ నమస్కారం అట్ యువర్ ఫీట్ అండ్ బికాస్ దర్ క్రీడమ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఆన్వేస్ ఆన్ యువర్ ఫీట్, వెన్ ఐ వాంట్ టు హ్యావ్ అ దర్శనం ఆఫ్ ది ఫీట్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ ద ఫీట్ even though you are standing in front of me, because all these guys are all prostrating and their kridams are all, they are covering your foot, maams tagayati, they are hidden from me. Actually this is true in our many people might have experienced also, when you go to the temple and all that thing, when you want to have a darshanam of the Lord, there may be lot of guys, you know, this may be dignitaries, rich people or the great donors, all these people, they are all standing in front. And they will be all the darshanam and all, you know, you want to have a darshanam of the feet of the Lord or some darshanam of the Lord, and these people, they are all standing in front and they are all hiding. So even Nandi was hiding darshanam for Nandana, so he asked him to move away so that he can have darshan of the Lord. So when these people stand, we don't get darshanam of the Lord. So the kiritams, they are also, they signify the show and pomp and they serve as obstruction to Ishvara Bhakti. So when we concentrate on any of those things, then they stop Ishvara Bhakti. When we want to see the Lord's feet in our heart, such obstructions may arise. We have to have the grace of the Lord to have a nice darshan also. So when we want to go to the temple, we want to pray that we want to go to the temple and we have to have a nice darshan, because any of these things might happen. You may go all the way to the temple, but you may not be able to get the darshanam of the Lord the way you want to. So to see his feet, so they, you know, in a very nice poetically they said, it is covered by, because all the devas, it may be Indra, Vayu, Agni, whatever may be their position, these devas, they all surrender unto you to seek your grace. And because of them, I am not able to see your feet. I am Dinaha. So you have to make sure that I also get your darshanam. And so bless me with your darshan. So I may go all the way from here to Tirupati. And after going there, if I don't get darshanam of the Lord, I'll feel so bad. So you please make sure that I get your darshanam also all the time. So that is the prayer. So with this, maybe I will stop today. And because next shloka, it might take a couple of more minutes. So I will stop here and we will continue in the next webinar. Yo Veda.